The power of words. How to speak, listen, and think better. By Mariano Sigman. Read by Rene Ruiz. To Fran. Anyone can have a bad day.
It's impossible. You'll be competing against 200 older boys.
My parents told my brother when he said he might be able to place among the top runners in the school race. The next day, Leandro came home with a wide smile and a medal around his neck. A year later, it was my turn to race, and I expressed the same optimism. After what had happened with my brother, my parents encouraged me without reservation and showed up with a big analog camera to record my feat. We were a huge group of children in athletic wear at the starting line of a muddy track covered in deep ditches. As soon as the race started, it became abundantly clear to me that I was not going to win a medal that day. I was being passed on both sides at top speed. I was already straggling, going uphill on my way into the forest, when I started to feel dizzy. My legs were weak, my stomach was churning. And a few seconds later, I was on my knees under a tree, vomiting. When I mustered up enough energy to stand and walk to the finish line, in last place, I told myself, I'm just no good at sports. In those days, I was a whiz with numbers. My teachers kept advancing me into higher grades for math class to test the limits of my ability for mental calculation. That was where I belonged. I was good at thinking, bad at running. My body was weak, my skin thin, and I didn't have the strength or the mettle for racing. I settled into that place and developed there over 40 years. Until one day, after jogging a couple of kilometers, I felt a pain in my chest. A few hours later, I was in the cardiology ward, my body covered in cables. The nurse explained that they'd found several obstructions in my coronary arteries and that they were going to send a stent from my groin into my heart to unblock them. I was shivering with cold as I compulsively repeated that everything was going to be fine. And it was. My arteries were less blocked than they had initially told me. Back in Madrid, where I had moved not long before, I bought myself a bike. I went out one winter day wearing long pants and a woolen coat and rode the most decisive 15 kilometers of my life. I was pedaling comfortably and had the feeling that I was traveling through nature at the perfect speed. Those 15 kilometers turned into 30, then 70, 100, 200. One day I was invited to a dinner party 350 kilometers from my house, and I biked there, as if it were the most natural thing in the world. At some point on that journey, over which I saw dawn break and I crossed forests and mountains, riding alone against the wind, I remember the character played by Sean Penn in It's All About Love, who takes so many pills to get over his fear of planes that he experiences the opposite. He never stops flying, never puts his feet back down on the ground. That's how I felt on my bike. Some months after beginning this adventure, I went to Morcuera, a mountain with a very steep slope of about 9 kilometers. It took me nearly 2 hours to reach the summit. I came back several times, and Morcuera became my benchmark, as it is for many Spanish cyclists. Every time I biked it, I went faster, reaching the top in 90 minutes, and then 70, 50 minutes, 45, 42, 40, and finally 38. And while that time was much better than I'd ever imagined, I set myself a new goal, to reach the peak in under 35 minutes. I trained hard. I planned for a sunny day that wasn't too hot or too windy. I went by Angel's bike shop, and while fine-tuning each gear on my bike, he told me he'd ridden up that mountain so fast he hadn't even noticed that there was a lake near the halfway point. When I arrived at the foot of the mountain, I started pedaling furiously. I was already short of breath and fighting against the sweat irritating my eyes when I looked to the left, and there, in the middle of the valley, I saw the lake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?